2026 Senedd election, information for blind and partially sighted voters in Wales. The Senedd election will take place on Thursday 7 May. The Senedd has powers to make laws for Wales on a range of areas including health, the economy, education, housing, transport, Welsh language and some taxes. There are steps you should take now to make sure you're ready to vote. This guide has been created by the Electoral Commission in partnership with RNIB, Cymru. Further information about voting in this election is available on the Electoral Commission website, which is accessible and can be used with assistive technology. You can also request a copy of this guide in Braille, large print or audio by contacting RNIB, Cymru at cymrucampaigns.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. Key dates. Monday, 20th of April, 11:59 p.m. deadline to register to vote. Tuesday, 21st of April, 5 p.m. deadline to apply for a postal vote. Tuesday, 28th of April, 5 p.m. deadline to apply for a proxy vote. Thursday, 7th of May, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. polling day. What does the Senedd do? At this election, you will be voting for who you want to represent you in the Welsh Parliament, commonly known as the Senedd. The Senedd has powers to make laws for Wales on a range of areas including health, the economy, education, housing, transport, the Welsh language and some taxes. For more information about the Senedd, go to senedd.wales/election. The Senedd is changing. Wales has been divided into 16 new constituencies for this election. Each constituency will have 6 members, making a total of 96 members elected to the Senedd instead of the 60 it has now. To find your new constituency, go to constituency.senedd.wales. Who can vote in the Senedd election? You can vote in the Senedd election if you are registered to vote in Wales, will be 16 years old or over on Thursday, 7 May 2026, and are a UK or Irish citizen or a qualifying Commonwealth citizen who has permission to remain in the UK or does not require such permission, or a qualifying foreign citizen who has permission to enter or stay in the UK or who does not need such permission, including EU citizens. British citizens living overseas can't vote in this election. For more information about eligibility and who can vote, go to electoralcommission.org.uk/who-can-vote. Registering to vote. You must be registered to vote by 11:59 p.m. on Monday, 20 April 2026 to vote in this election. If you've never registered, or have recently changed your address or name, make sure you update your details ahead of the deadline. You can register at gov.uk/register-to-vote, or by completing a paper application form. To request an application form or further support, contact the Electoral Services team at your local council. You can find their contact details at the end of this document, or by entering your postcode at electoralcommission.org.uk/next-election. Voter ID. You do not need to show photo ID to vote in a Senedd election. Voting in person. Polling stations will be open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday, 7 May. You'll receive a poll card which will tell you where your polling station is. It may not be the same place you voted last time. If your polling station has changed, you might need to plan your route in advance or take a family member or friend with you. Closer to polling day, you'll be able to check where your polling station is and find a list of candidates by entering your postcode at electoralcommission.org.uk/next-election or by calling 08203 2802 80. Help at the polling station. You can take a companion with you to help you at the polling station, or you can ask a member of polling station staff to help you. Your own companion must be age 16 or over, and they will need to complete a form at the polling station. The person helping you can guide you between the entrance, desk, polling booth and ballot box. They can also mark the ballot paper for you in accordance with your instructions. assistive equipment. You have the right to ask for reasonable adjustments to help you vote in the Senate election. It's best to contact your local returning officer or electoral services team as early as possible to let them know what equipment you need to vote independently. For more information about available audio devices and to find template letters you can use to make a request, visit the RNIB Cymru website. Large print ballot paper. By law, every polling station must display a large print copy of the ballot paper for reference. They must also provide a reference copy for you to take into the booth with you. You can use the large print copy to read all the information on the ballot papers, but you must still cast your vote on the standard print ballot paper. Tactile voting device. If you have difficulty completing the standard print ballot paper, you can use a tactile voting device to help mark your vote in the correct place. Each polling station must provide a tactile voting device. The tactile voting device has a sticky backing, which is attached over your ballot paper. A staff member will attach the tactile voting device to the ballot paper. It has numbered lift-up flaps, the numbers are raised and in braille, directly over the box is where you mark your vote. You will need to use the large print ballot paper or ask someone, a companion or polling place staff, to read out the list of candidates to you. The candidates will be in alphabetical order. Mobile phone apps and video magnifiers. Guidance has also been issued to polling station staff to make it clear that mobile phone apps, such as Seeing AI, which can use artificial intelligence to read out printed text, or video magnifying devices, can be used by blind and partially sighted people to vote as a reasonable adjustment. Other ways to vote. Voting by post. If you would prefer to vote by post or won't be able to make it to the polling station on polling day, you can apply to vote by post up to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 21 April. To apply to vote by post, you need to complete a paper application form. To request an application form or further support, contact the Electoral Services team at your local council. You can find their contact details at the end of this document, or by entering your postcode at electoralcommission.org.uk/next-election. You can also download the application form at electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections-ways-vote-apply-vote-post. When you apply to vote by post, you will be asked to provide your date of birth and signature. You will be asked to provide this again when you complete your postal vote, so your identity can be verified. If you are unable to provide a consistent signature due to being disabled, you can apply for a postal vote with a signature waiver from the Electoral Services team at your local council, which will mean you won't need to provide a signature when you complete your postal vote. If you are also unable to write your date of birth when you complete your postal vote, someone can assist you with this, but you must complete your ballot paper yourself. You will receive your postal voting pack around 5 to 11 days before polling day. You then need to complete and return the pack, ensuring you leave enough time for your postal vote to arrive by polling day. Voting by proxy. If you won't be able to make it to the polling station on polling day, you also have the option to apply to vote by proxy, where you choose someone you trust to vote on your behalf. The deadline for applying to vote by proxy is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 28 April. To apply to vote by proxy, you need to complete a paper application form. To request an application form or further support, contact the Electoral Services team at your local council. You can find their contact details at the end of this document, or by entering your postcode at electoralcommission.org.uk/next-election. You can also download the application form at electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections-ways-vote-apply-vote-proxy. The person you choose to vote on your behalf will need to go to your polling station. They could also choose to apply to vote by post as your proxy, if they prefer. How does the voting system work? The way you vote in Senedd elections has changed. You will now vote using a voting system called the Closed Proportional List System to elect members of the Senev. This is a form of proportional representation. This means the number of seats each party or independent candidate wins reflects the percentage of votes they receive. You will receive one ballot paper and you will have one vote to choose your representative. The ballot paper will show the list of candidates for each political party in your constituency and any independent candidates. To vote, put a cross, X, in the box next to your choice of political party or independent candidate. Remember, you vote for one political party or one independent candidate, not individual candidates on a party's list. For a more detailed description of the voting system, go to electoralcommission.org.uk/senev-voting. Contact details for your local council electoral services teams. This is a table, formed of four columns, headed council, address, telephone number, and email address, and with 23 rows. Blaenau Gwent, County Borough Council, the General Offices, Steelworks Road, Ebwyl, NP2360N 01495355086. Electoral services at blaenau-gwent.gov.uk, Bridge End County Borough Council, Civic Offices, Angel Street, Bridge End, CF314WB, 01656643116, electoral@bridgeend.gov.uk. Caerphilly County Borough Council, Tredomen Park, Ystrad Mynach, Hengoed, CF8-7WF, 01443864-03, electoral services at caerphilly.gov.uk, Cardiff County Council, County Hall, Atlantic Wharf, Cardiff, CF104UW, 02920872087, electoral services at cardiff.gov.uk, Carmarthenshire County Council, Block 4, Park Merthyn, Richard Terrace, Carmarthen, SA311HQ, 01267-28889, electoral services at carmarthenshire.gov.uk, Ceredigion County Council, Ceredigion County Hall, Penmorfa, Aberaeron, SA460PA, 01545570881, electoral services at ceredigion.gov.uk, Conwy County Borough Council, Bodlondeb, Conwy, LL328DU, 01492576051, electoral at conwy.gov.uk, Denbighshire County Borough Council, County Hall, Winstay Road, Brithin, LL151YN, 01824706000, elections at denbighshire.gov.uk, Flintshire County Council, County Hall, Mould, CH76NB, 01352702, register at flintshire.gov.uk, Gwynedd Council, Shire Hall Street, Carnarvon, Gwynedd, LL551SH, 01766771000, Galw Gwynedd at gwynedd.gov.uk, Isle of Anglesey County Council, Council Offices, Llangefni, LL777TW, 01247525519, shxcs@ynysmon.gov.uk, Merthyr Dydfil, County Borough Council, Civic Centre, Castle Street, Merthyr Dydfil, CF478AN, 01685725284, electoral at merthyr.gov.uk, Monmouthshire County Council, County Hall, The Radder, USG, NP151GA, 01633644212, elections at monmouthshire.gov.uk, Neath Port Talbot County Borough Council, Civic Centre, Port Talbot, SA131PJ, 01639763330, elections at npt.gov.uk, Newport City Council, Civic Centre, Godfrey Road, Newport, NP204UR. 01633656656. You voted newport.gov.uk. Pembrokeshire County Council, County Hall, Haverford West, SA733JW. 01639763330. Electoral Services at pembrokeshire.gov.uk. Powys, County Council, County Hall, Sparrowed East, Llundrindod, Wells, LD15LG. 01597826747. Electoral.services at powys.gov.uk. Tonfa Cynon Taf, County Borough Council, The Old Courthouse, Courthouse Street, Pontypridd, CF371JW. 01443490100. Electoral Services at rhondda-cynon-taf.gov.uk. Swansea County Council, Guildhall, Swansea, SA14PE. 01792636123. Elections at swansea.gov.uk. Torfaen, County Borough Council, Civic Centre, Pontypool, NP46YB. 01495762200. Voting at torfaen.gov.uk. Vale of Glamorgan Council, Civic Offices, Holton Road, Barry, CF634RU. 01446729552. Electoral registration at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. Wrexham County Borough Council, The Guildhall, Wrexham, LL111AY. 01978290020. Electoral at wrexham.gov.uk. End of document.